Good morning and welcome to day 33 of our Daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Friday morning as we continue to reflect upon God's story, our story together. And in the story that we read together this morning, or that hopefully you've read this morning, Jesus tells the disciples to go into the village and to find a man carrying a jar of water and then to follow him into the home and find a room there where he would gather with the disciples for Pentecost prior to the meal that they would share together prior to his arrest, betrayal, arrest, and crucifixion. And part of the reflection today is to think about that room, the space where they were gathered. What did it look like? Would we have thought it looked like a space, a room that was sufficient or appropriate for the meal that was going to be shared, and what that meal would become for you and for me? This morning I'm coming to you from space that used to be our chapel, but space that actually was a part of the original sanctuary here at Ascension. And we've not used this as regular worship space for 25 years, where we were in yesterday's video in the sanctuary. We've been grateful to call that our worshiping space and since then, and it's a beautiful space. This space, people loved, but they didn't always love how it looked. And once a new sanctuary was built, this space was used for multiple things. And about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I guess it was, it was used mostly to store stuff and occasionally for some other event or for singing for Sunday school or something for the kids. But then we took the pews out of it. We returned the cross to the wall that it had originally been on. We changed the flooring and did some painting and have improved the space that it might be more multifunctional. But the reality is this space still isn't a beautiful space like our sanctuary, and it probably never will be. But I can tell you, it was not all that long ago we gathered for a memorial service in this space, and it was beautiful. The space didn't become beautiful, but what was beautiful was the gathering of God's people and the remembrance of a life of faith and the lifting up our voices in worship. It actually, the singing in here was great. We made the space. The space didn't make us. In the same way, what Jesus and the disciples did in that space, in that home, really helped create it and make it into something other than it was. And it became beautiful for that very reason. We get stuck and caught in the aesthetic of things, and I do myself, and we are fortunate to have a worship space here that's full of stained glass, and it's a beautiful edifice. But what is most beautiful is the worship that happens there, is the beautiful cross that reminds us of God's love for us. The cross itself is beautiful. But the true beauty is that it reminds us of what God through Christ has done for each and every one of us. So don't be held back by the space, turned off by the aesthetics of anything, actually. But I encourage you to find the beauty and the reason you're gathered and what happened in that space, in this space, in any of the spaces where we might gather in the name of the one who gave his life for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. It's been good spending a part of this day with you. Tomorrow morning, it's Saturday. Again, my reminder, sleep in a little. Tomorrow's video will be waiting for you when you get up on day 34 of our Daily Lenten video series. Take care.